Good afternoon. We're getting ready to wrap up a beautiful Friday across interior New York and New England. There were a few extra clouds over the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but really that was about it. Otherwise, all of us enjoyed a good deal of sunshine, and temperatures will start to settle back down through the 70s after sunset and through the 60s overnight tonight, settling in with overnight lows generally in the lower to mid 50s. High pressure continues to dominate the weather scene across the region and will hold on even into and through the weekend. This will mean mostly sunny skies tomorrow, again with low humidity. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s. A few more high clouds from a coastal system will move in on Sunday. This could filter out the sunshine from time to time, especially in the Hudson Valley south of Albany across into southern New England. The rest of us should see plenty of sunshine and temperatures again in the lower 80s. The humidity will start to creep back in on Monday, still a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid 80s, and this will lead to a scattered shower or thunderstorm as some energy moves through from the Ohio Valley on Tuesday. Still, though, on Tuesday afternoon, lower to mid 80s, and it'll stay in the middle 80s on Wednesday and Thursday with a more summer-like feel under a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the southeast along the central Gulf Coast will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms with moderate rain at times through the day tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, the showers and thunderstorms will expand northward into parts of the mid-Atlantic. Flood watches have been issued for most of Georgia and northern Florida. The National Hurricane Center, meanwhile, is monitoring an area of low pressure that has recently moved offshore of the Yucatan Peninsula and over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Although the shower and thunderstorm activity is currently disorganized and located well to the east and northeast of the low center, environmental conditions could become more favorable for development if the low moves toward the west or west-northwest over the next couple of days. If the low takes a more northward track, however, it would move into a less conducive environment for development. And the Hurricane Center is also tracking Erin, which has now been downgraded back to a tropical depression. Erin is located about 540 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands in the eastern Atlantic Ocean with maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour. It is moving toward the west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, sunny skies in New York City, temperatures sliding back through the 70s. Boston, sunny skies with readings sliding back through the 70s. And in Buffalo, sunny with temperatures dropping back into the 60s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll have mostly clear skies tonight, and it will be chilly with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear skies tonight with low temperatures in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny skies again tomorrow and pleasantly warm with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny and pleasantly warm tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows down into the mid-50s. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, pleasantly warm with highs in the lower 80s. Region-wide for Sunday, more sunshine mixed with a few high clouds in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-80s on Monday. On Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid-80s, and mid-80s with a good amount of sunshine for Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.